Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, and Comparisonitis. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome to another bonus Monday Motivation episode where today I'm going to be sharing with you some personal updates, some business updates, two of my favorite discoveries right now, my favorite health hack, my favorite life hack, and the quote of the week. So let's dive right in. I really hope that you had a glorious week last week. I hope that your work was flowing. I hope that your personal life was flowing and that you are ready to start a new week with passion and excitement and love in your heart. So, are you ready? Are you ready to dive into this beautiful, new, juicy, fresh week? Before we dive in, I want to give you a little update on what has been happening with me. This past week has been so big and beautiful. There are so many exciting things happening on the work front. And Bambi is just, oh my goodness, delicious. But yesterday, which is Sunday, we were down at the beach with a couple of friends and Nick was climbing these rocks. Now, he often climbs these rocks and Nick and Leo go rock climbing a lot. This is one of their hobbies that they do together and they absolutely love it. They got certified so they can actually go out on their own and they climb some really big, steep cliffs, like scary. And whenever they go, I always ask them to text me when they start their climb. And then whenever they're having a break, I want another little check-in text. And then as soon as they're done, I want a text. Because often they're out there on their own and yes, they love it. They're in nature. It's so beautiful because they are so present. You can't be texting whilst you're climbing up the side of a cliff. You know, you're just one with nature and that's why they both love it so much. It's so peaceful. And these beautiful spots that they go, like, oh my goodness, they send me videos and photos from the top of the cliffs and I'm just like, wow, so stunning. And they just love it. They bond over it. It's their thing. They just love it. They also do indoor rock climbing and bouldering as well, which they love. They often say, will you come? And I'm like, no. And they joke. They're like, Bambi, we're going to teach you. And I'm like, no, you're not. Anyway, I digress. So yesterday we were down at the beach and Nick was showing one of his best mates, T, this little spot where he climbs. And he often does it, almost every day, actually. And the rest of us were down at the water's edge playing with our babies and trying to stop our babies from running headfirst into the water. Bambi has just learned how to run and it's so hilarious. Like the look on her face, she is just in pure ecstasy and her little legs can't keep up with how fast she wants to go. It's so cute. And she kind of does this, almost looks like her legs are stiff. It is so hilarious. Like if you've ever seen a toddler try and run or discover running, it's just the most beautiful thing. So Bambi and her bestie Apollo were running to the water and my bestie Nat and I were trying to stop them and, you know, we would pick them up and swing them around and then we'd go back and then they'd run again and it was just this fun game. So Nat and I were leaning over the babes. As you do, you're leaning over, you're picking them up, you're leaning over, you're picking them up. And I turned to Nick and he was kind of a bit further back. By this time, he'd finished climbing and he had made his way to the water's edge and he had this funny look on his face and I just thought that he was having a really serious conversation with T because when they get together, they just drop deep. And I thought, oh, they must be having a really deep, serious chat about crypto or something like that. And I tried to get his attention and he kind of wasn't really focusing on me. Like he was kind of like not really there. And he looked a bit pale and he was holding his elbow in his hand. And I said, babe, can we swap? I meant swap with him starting to pick up Bambi because my back was really starting to hurt. I said, can we swap? Can we tag team? And he's like, I can't, babe. I can't. And I picked Bambi up and I was like, what's going on? And he's like, I just fell. And he was really white. And I said, and he goes, I'm trying to be really calm. And I just fell. I think I've broken my arm. And I was like, okay. Uh-huh. Right. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I was climbing those rocks and there was sand and I slipped and his knuckles were bleeding. And I was like, you're very calm for someone who may have just broken their arm. And he said, I'm just trying to be really calm. But instantly I heard a snap and I felt nauseous, like I'm going to vomit and I'm pale. Like I said, you're pale. So he was like, okay, and I'm pale. So I was like, okay, honey. We were both really calm and all of our friends were there. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? And he's like, I'm just trying to be really calm right now. So we packed up everything and we went back up to the house and we were having friends over for dinner that night. Well, the friends that we were at the beach with. And so we all went back up and he's like, I'm going to go have a shower. I said, okay, but I had to undress him because he couldn't take his clothes off. He jumped in the shower and I'm entertaining upstairs and there's two babes running around and three friends up there and I'm trying to serve dinner. And I went downstairs because he's like, can you help me get dressed? So I went downstairs and I said, darling, what do we do? And he's like, this is not good. What do you think I should do? I said, well, if you don't get it checked, you are not going to know. And Nick and I are the type of people that we will always avoid x-rays. We'll always avoid painkillers, just anything. We just don't want to put in our body or put our body through that. We're the type of people that always opt for the pat down at the airports and things like that. And so I said, I think you need to go to the hospital and you need to get an x-ray. And, you know, Nick is the last person that wants to get an x-ray. Like he treats his body like an absolute temple. And so he didn't want to do this. And his mum came and picked him up because he can't drive. And I couldn't take him because I had Bambi and I had all of these guests at our house. And so he had dinner, which was fine. Even though it's his right arm, he was just eating with his left hand. And he was really calm, like quiet, but calm, which I'm just so amazed at how calm he was through all of this. And so his mum came and they went to the hospital. And it was really interesting, actually, because when he left, Bambi got really upset. And it was really interesting because she usually has that time with Papa. So she was really upset. She could tell something was going on. And so I did the routine with her, bath and booby and book and bed and all of that. And then once she was in bed, I texted him and I said, can I have an update? And he said, I'm just about to go in for an x-ray. So when he got the x-ray, he's like, it's not broken, which is great. But he's got to go back. And he said, sometimes you can't see fractures, like little tiny fractures. So he's got to go and see a specialist today if he can get in. But it's not broken, but he does have a half cast on right now. So he's got to go get a splint made and he's in a lot of pain. And it's his right hand. Well, it's kind of like in his wrist is the most sore, but it's all the way up to his elbow. So he can't really do much. So I have to help him a lot, which is totally fine. But he's handling it so well and no painkillers. And he had to sleep last night with it up on all of these pillows. And yeah, he was able to get some rest, which is great. So it's not broken, which is amazing, but there could be a little fracture. We're not 100% sure. So I will keep you posted with that and go and send him some love on Instagram just to brighten up his day. If you are a follower of his Instagram's Nick Broadhurst, and just give him some love. So that was really big, but I'm so proud of the way that he handled that because you could have reacted. He could have reacted, or anyone could have reacted very differently. And he was just so calm. And yeah, it was really inspiring, actually. And I was also impressed with how I responded because usually, you know, in the past, I could have been like, oh God, now I've got to do this. And I'm already taking care of Bambi and I'm working and now I've got to help him get dressed, you know, but that's what we do, you know, for your lover, for your friends, for your family. And when things happen in our life, we've got to pivot. And I had this grand plan of diving straight into work Monday morning. And I've got so much going on at the moment, which I'll share with you, which is so exciting. And I only have 4 hours to work a day. That's it. That's all I have. To do everything that I do, I only have 4 hours. So 2 hours in the morning when Bambi is with her nanny and they go to the park and they have the best time and they have their morning tea together. It's so cute. And they have the best time, which is where they are right now. They're outside and having a great time. So I have 2 hours in the morning to work when she's with her nanny. And then I have another 2 hours when she sleeps for her big afternoon sleep. So I get 4 hours to work a day. That's it. And so I just have to be flexible and go, okay, my husband needs me. The love of my life needs me. And I've got to be flexible and adapt. And this is what we're here for. So yeah, I'm just here to support him however I can. He can barely type. He's got a new song coming out tomorrow. Oh my goodness. And he's got so much to do for that release. Oh, and yeah, he can barely type. So I'm just going to be flexible. That's it. And that's something else that I wanted to share with you guys. He does have a new track coming out, the acoustic version of Uncomfortable by Anobi. So he produces his music under Nick Broadhurst. And then he also has another project called Anobi, E-N-O-B-E. Follow Anobi and Nick on IG and also on Spotify for all of his incredible music. He has so many amazing new songs coming out and an album. So check him out and go and give him some love. Go and give him lots of love and send him lots of healing vibes. And just remember that when things happen with our family, with our friends, our loved ones, with our children, to just be flexible and pivot and to stay in your heart and to not get frustrated that your plans may need to shift, to just be flexible and to flow with it. To flow with it. That's it. Another little personal update is that we tried potty training for 2 days last week. And I would love anyone listening who has potty trained a child before to send me some tips, tricks, and advice. I would love to hear. It just wasn't flowing. And we did elimination communication with Bambi from 3 or 4 months up until 2 months ago. And she's almost 16 months now. And when we moved house, she just stopped elimination communication. And that is really common with transitions with babies and children, that things shift. So we just kind of let it go. And now we were going to potty train. And the 2 days that we did it last week, it was just, I was feeling so stressed and exhausted. And I was like, this is not fun. And everything that I do with parenting, if it's not fun, I don't do it because there's no point. And because she can feel my energy, she could feel my stress. And so I just decided to stop and change my mind. However, you know, eventually we're going to have to do it. But how I'm doing it now is I'm just constantly talking her through it when I go to the toilet and explaining to her what I'm doing. She has her potty. I always offer it to her. But if you are out there and if you have successfully potty trained your babes, please send me some tips, some tricks, your best advice on Instagram. I would love to hear. Okay, let's move on to some business updates. This week, I am launching something so exciting, a physical product, a physical product. Now, besides my books, Comparisonitis, Open Wide, Mastering Your Mean Girl, other than those, I have not launched a physical product. So you are going to love this. It is such a beautiful, beautiful project that I love and I'm so passionate about. And it's launching this week. And if you want to be the first to hear about it, make sure you go to melissaambrosini.com/newsletter to jump on my newsletter list so that you can be the first to find out what that is. So that's exciting. That's launching this week and an incredible program that kind of goes with that will be launching in October, which I'm so excited about. I've been working on this for so long and I'm pumped to have this out there. The book Nick and I are writing together will be out next March, April, and we have to hand in the manuscript this month. So we are tapping away at our keyboards. However, I said to Nick, I was like, how are you going to type? So this morning, I was like, babe, what are you going to do? You have to finish your chapters. We have a deadline. We have a contract. We have to get this in. And he was like, I'm just going to have to do talking to text, which is amazing, by the way. If you don't do that, I highly recommend it. Although I don't do it, but I do it on my phone. So a lot of the time I will send voice messages. I will do talking to text in my phone, but I'm going to start doing it on my computer. Why don't I do that? It's amazing. I'm going to start doing it. I'm sure there's also a plugin that you can get for your email to be able to send voice messages through email. So I'm going to look into that. And if you know, send me a message, let me know. So if you want to hear all about all of those exciting things coming up on the business front, make sure you go to melissaambrosini.com/newsletter to be the first to hear. Often I share special discounts and promos there for those products and things that I'm launching. So make sure you go there, my love, and so you don't miss out. Okay, so the two discoveries that I love and I have found this week that are lighting me up. The first one is, okay, you guys have probably heard me talk about Blue Blocks before. They have changed their name to Bond Charge. And Blue Blocks, they would do blue light blocking glasses. Now they've changed to Bond Charge because they're doing lots of like EMF protecting devices. They've got the Air Tubes that I use, which are incredible headphones that basically don't fry your brain. So I've got those, which I love. But something that I've recently got from them is their sunglasses. So I never have worn sunglasses since I started on my health journey because you actually want your eyeballs to be exposed to the daylight. And when you wear sunglasses, your eyeballs aren't exposed to that. That regulates your circadian rhythm, right? However, Andy, the owner of Bond Charge, formerly known as Blue Blocks, he's actually a good friend of mine. He's so lovely. He's created these sunglasses that still allow your eyeballs to get the good amount of UV, but also then stop you from squinting. So this is why I've started wearing sunglasses, because I spend so much time outside. I'm squinting so much that I'm getting lots and lots of squint lines. And I love my face. I love my body. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying I am trying to prevent getting lots and lots of squint lines. So I have started wearing these glasses anytime I'm out at the beach and I absolutely love them. It's kind of weird wearing glasses again because I just haven't worn them in so long, but it stops me from squinting. I'm not going to lie. It stops me from squinting and that is so important. So I now wear the sunglasses and a hat pretty much every time I am out in the sunshine. And my other favorite discovery this week leads on from that is a zinc that I now put on my face because I went and got a facial with my beautiful friend Marie and she does incredible organic facials. And she was saying to me, Melissa, I know you love being outside and I'm not telling you to ever stop that. And being in the sunshine is just the best. It's so good for you. Getting that vitamin D and being in Mother Nature, it is the best. It's so healing and oh my gosh, it's amazing. However, the sun is really aging for your face. It's very aging. So you don't want to get burned. You don't want to go out too much. Like there's a healthy dose, you know, there's a healthy dose that is really good for you. So I have committed to wearing a hat, wearing my sunglasses, and wearing this zinc. This zinc is completely clean. It's from a brand called Against the Grain. And it is so awesome. So I've been putting that on my face as well. And I'm committed, guys. I am committed. So if you see me out at the beach and I'm not wearing my glasses or hat or my zinc, you can lovingly remind me to go and get them. But that is definitely something that I'm conscious of and really wanting to be better at, and also to model to Bambi because she's outside a lot and I wear my hat, but she always rips hers off. So that's another thing. If anyone knows how to get your toddler to keep their hat on, please let me know. I would love to know. And this leads me on to the health hack of the week, which is wearing a hat, wear glasses, and wear some sort of toxic free sunscreen, some sort of zinc or something on your face. It's really important, guys. Just don't fry your skin. Never, ever burn. This is not what we want. Being outside is so good for you, for your mind, your body, your soul, and we don't want to fry. So do it with me. Let's wear our hat. Let's wear our glasses and let's put that SPF on. A toxic-free, clean one. Pure zinc oxide, or find a brand that you love. That is my health hack for the week. And then my life hack for the week, which is kind of a health hack as well, is go to bed early. Nothing good happens after 10 p.m. Nothing. Nothing besides you ticking off more things in your Netflix to watch later category or whatever it's called. All right? Nothing good happens after 10 p.m. Go to bed early and rejuvenate and rest and soak up all of the goodness that happens when you go to bed. So Bambi goes to bed at 7 and Nick and I are often in bed. Like I'm sometimes asleep by 8:15 sometimes, 8:30 if there's other things that I really had to do. But go to bed early. Just trust me, everything is better when you are rested. You are happier. You are smarter. You are kinder. You are more loving. You are more patient. You are more calm. Everything is better when you are rested. We all know what it feels like when we are not rested, when we're tired. It's not fun. It's really not fun for anyone. So go to bed earlier. Wear blue blocking glasses in the evening as soon as the sun goes down. Put on your blue blocking glasses. Oh, and that just reminds me, for blue blocks, now known as Bond Charge, use the code Melissa to get 15% off all of their blue light blocking glasses, their sunglasses, their EMF protecting devices, everything. So use the code Melissa and you can get 15% off that. So go to bed early, my friends. That is your life hack for the week. Now let's move on to the quote of the week. One of my favorite quotes of all time. This too shall pass. This quote has been by my side from the very beginning of my spiritual journey. It has been my saving grace in many, many times. There have been points in my life where I have written it on a post-it note and stuck it on my bathroom mirror and read it over and over again, especially in our conception journey that took a lot longer than I thought it would take. I would read that, this too shall pass, this too shall pass. In times of pain or struggle in relationships, things with my health, things with different people in my life, I would always remind myself that this too shall pass. So whatever you are experiencing right now in your life, whether it's pain or anger or frustration or sadness or grief, loss, whatever it is, this too shall pass. Nothing is permanent. Everything is flowing. Nothing is permanent. Everything is flowing. That also means that all of the elation and all of the great things as well will pass too. So be present with them. Squeeze the most juice out of them because they will pass too. The beautiful moments with your children, the beautiful moments with your partner, with your loved ones, with your friends, with your parents, they will pass. So soak them up, drink them in. Be fully there. Be really present with what is exactly in front of you, the amazing times and the times that stretch you, because they will pass. Nothing is permanent. Remember, everything is just washing over you like a wave. Nothing is permanent. Everything that you are experiencing will pass. So whatever you have going on in your life right now, say to yourself, this too shall pass. You can let it go. You can feel anything that you need to feel and then let it go. And just remember that it will pass and come back to the present moment. So the anger, the fear, the stretching, the frustration, the pain, the heartache, it will pass. And I know sometimes when you're in it, it can feel very big and heavy, like, is this ever going to subside? And yes, my friend, it will. It will, because nothing in life is permanent. Nothing. Everything is flowing. Everything is moving. So whatever you are experiencing right now, my darling, remember that this too shall pass. And so drink in those beautiful moments with your children, with your friends, with your loved ones, and feel comfort that the challenging things that you might be experiencing right now, they will pass too, my darling. They will pass. You can write this beautiful quote on a post-it note and stick it on your bathroom mirror, or put a reminder in your phone to pop up every few hours, whatever feels good for you, to just remind yourself. And when that alarm goes off, or when you see that quote in your bathroom, just close your eyes for a moment, place your hands on your heart, take a deep breath, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. Remember that this week and forever, and stay on your path. Keep your eyes forward and always, always be kind to your beautiful self. Have an amazing week. I love you heaps.